We have a great panel here with Nebraska Senator, former Ag Secretary Mike Johanns, Kansas Congressman Jerry Moran, and the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas from Oklahoma. And I mentioned before the break, EPA, that I think that is an agency that has a lot of people in agriculture concerned, despite the fact that we have farm groups trying to head off EPA and them going on their own and regulating greenhouse gases. We have states filing lawsuit. We have resolutions being brought up in Congress. EPA still seems to ignore all that and say, we're just going to go until somebody stops us. So my question, Congressman Lucas, is Congress going to stop them?
I hope so, because, Mike, clearly the senior leadership in any agency, any department, or political appointees, the Environmental Protection Agency, by pursuing this 2007 Supreme Court ruling, saying in their finding that they had the ability to regulate gases, is a reflection of the White House, I think, telling them, we can't pass our bill, therefore you will implement it by rule. You talk about something contrary to the spirit when you can't get an elective body of Congress to pass a law, but you want it so bad that you use the bureaucracy to force it on people and bypass the legislative process. Sounds a little bit like health care.
And now we have issues such as, you know, on pesticide use and non-point source pollution and things like that.
And the EPA is now proposing a zero drift standard for spraying. Now, our friends in this room understand you can't have a zero drift standard. It's not possible. It's almost as though the EPA is trying to create rules to make it easier for them than it is productive for agriculture and scientifically sound for agriculture. And that's just bass backwards, as we say in Oklahoma.
You're scaring me there. Now be careful. We're on the radio.